You know, Tom Hardis joining me this morning. You know, do I have to talk to the TV guy? I mean, do I have to?
He is my better half, and he is the co-chair.
Okay.
So just saying, we do have to bring him into this because he actually started this.
That's right.
He's a founding member.
The Southern Illinois Men's Health Conference, or Men's Health Expo, if you prefer, that's going on this weekend. It's good to have you. Kevin Huntsberger from TV3, also from Hardis Digital Marketing. Tom Hardis, they are co-chairs, as Tom alluded to this weekend's conference. What is it about men where they don't want to go to the doctor? Is it because we're afraid somebody's going to stick their finger in a hole we don't want them to stick them in? Are we afraid of our own mortality?
Some people like that finger beat. Never mind.
Family show, right?
No, I'm thinking he just revealed a little bit more about himself than he wants to.
It is. I mean, it's the macho. We talked about this.
It's the macho thing.
And you know what it also is? Men are providers, right? Men think of themselves as providers for their family. They don't want to take the time and leave. But it's up to our spouses, our significant others, and ourselves, because as we were talking to Kent, some of us want to see and walk our daughters down an aisle. We want to be there for certain events.
Yeah, and that, you know, we talked this morning on the news, life expectancy, you know, women are obviously outliving men, and I think part of the reason is men just simply do not, you know, it's stubbornness. I think it's a sense of fear, not being in control of a situation. So if I don't know what's bothering me or what's affecting me, then it's not a problem. But, you know, we've seen it festers into something bigger usually.
Right. So men, 78.4. You talked about it. It's odd that you sensed it because I just looked up the statistics on life expectancy.
Oh, wow.
Men, 78.74 years as of 2020 in that statistic, and women, I think, are at 83.
Mm-hmm.
And this new report that came out this morning, 2030, that the average in many places in the world will be 90.
Yeah.
And do you have the health systems there? So this is the interesting thing. Do you have the health systems, you know, take care of a lot of 90-year-old people? Preventative medicine. That is one of the keys to what this upcoming conversation. And that's a lot about what the Men's Health Conference is about, especially when you think about the advanced screening you can take advantage of at 7 a.m. These screenings can help give you early warnings.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And those screenings can run anywhere from $150 all the way up to $500. My wife had to get some screenings for a new job the other day, and she didn't have to pay for it, but she got the invoice. It was $850 for four screenings.
Right.
And we're offering this for men for free. It's absolutely free.
Which screenings, Tom?
We've got cholesterol.
Cardiac risk assessment, both the good and bad cholesterol stuff, focusing mostly on those the blood glucose levels and whatnot.
All right. Now, with this blood glucose level, Kevin, that requires fasting.
It does. 12 hours of fasting. We start at 7 a.m. The screenings go until 8:30. So, you know, Friday night, if you stop eating around 7 o'clock before going to bed and whatnot, come out first thing Saturday morning, get that out of the way, and then, get the rest of your day going. And eat, yeah, absolutely.
Then hit the food truck.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You want to hit that Hot Wheels food truck. That's some good stuff, Tom.
Your guest speakers, too, including, you know, what's interesting is you've got two guys that I like to talk to a lot, Mike Pinto and Dr. Jeff Ripperda.
Yeah, and Dr. Jeff Ripperda is going to be talking about the health benefits of craft beer and not drinking in mass quantities, of course, drinking in small normal doses, not getting crazy with it.
Beer was a food product once upon a time.
And it was what they drank because water was a purification process.
Right.
So, I mean, it was a healthy benefit because it went through a purification process.
We used to call it pork chop in a can, but I don't think that's quite as accurate as it. Usually that was on the weekend of deer season. So, you want another pork chop? So this men's health conference gets underway Saturday. What are we talking about? We talked about the free screenings, but what are we talking about cost to come and attend this event this weekend?
It is absolutely free. Now, we will have vendors. You mentioned the Hot Wheels food truck. Some of our vendors may have items for sale, so bring cash. Some of them will accept the square. But for our purposes, this expo is 100% free. You come in, you get your blood screenings, you talk with our doctors, you talk with our health, fitness, and nutrition experts, and you don't pay a dime.
All right, do you make reservations?
No, you come in. It's first come, first serve on the blood draws. As I said, we'll be doing that for about 90 minutes from 7 until 8:30.
All right. Now, these speakers that you have, another man, because SIH did this health basically, it's community health assessment. I call it the What's Killing Us report. And that's why when I saw Dr. Zahir Makhdum as a gastroenterologist, that this guy here can stop, when it comes to community assessment, cancer in our area and colon cancer,
mm-hmm.
This is your guy.
Absolutely. Dr. McDoom, I've known him for several years as a guest on our morning program, but also as a patient of his, and he will talk about a couple of different things. He'll talk more about fitness or nutrition aspects and the colon and the impact of that during our panel discussion, and then he will be available for one-on-one consultations for men for about 30 minutes.
Because not everybody wants to talk about, you know, some of those issues, and that's why we have that doctors on call.
In front of other people. It's another
and we have Dr. Alex Garita that will be there as well.
Yeah, which I find interesting, you know, him being a bariatric surgeon, and if there's one thing that we all have in common, not all, but a great many of us statistically is our concerns about our weight. And a bariatric surgeon there on that one end of the spectrum where you're desperate to lose weight.
Yeah.
So this event is this Saturday. Is this the second year of Black Diamond?
Second year of Black Diamond,
yes.
All right, so 7 o'clock. Here's the thing. In years past at John A. Logan and at Black Diamond Harley-Davidson, the turnout has been huge. I noticed, Tom, you said first come, first serve a couple of moments ago. In the past, because when we started this conversation, it was about, you know, men are really lining up to go see the doctor.
Right.
But they have started lining up for the Men's Health Expo. They have. There's a changing trend here.
And
showing up for this, I think, is illustrative.
Well, if you notice, we did some specific changes this year to draw people in. You know, the beer aspect and some of our vendors. We have Kerner Distributing. We've got Da Vinci. We've got Evan Porter, who's a local barber. Things that are geared towards men to get them to come in and ask. So we wanted to find a way to pull them in, right? And then keep
engage.
Them there, engage. And we didn't want the same old boring. We had to be different.
I think so.
And you know that if anybody can do different, it's me, Tom.
I know that. And I think, and quite frankly, I think it's a great idea. We have to do something different because the same old way isn't working.
Absolutely.
In many cases. And what we're talking about here with some of these screenings that we're talking about, blood pressure checks, when was the last time you had that? A dental screening, a fitness screening, a foot screening, all right? Feet swelling up, you're working on your feet all day, working boots, whatever the case, and a vision screening too. You know, quite frankly, another one of those things. Can you see the computer monitor without squinting? There's a long list of these items that that are going to be going on, and it starts at 7 o'clock this Saturday with health screenings and some interactive exhibits. The fasting blood screening, you said if you quit at 7 the night before, 12 hours?
12-hour fast, yep.
I fast once a week already, so this is not a problem for me.
Oh, cool.
Well, 70 pounds, man. It's one of the ways I've done it. I've been a little hard on myself, but I shed 70 pounds.
Congratulations,
that's
man.
That's awesome.
Oh, I didn't do it healthy. I starved myself.
Well, everybody that's said, not good. When's the last time you had your health screening?
The last time I had a health screening, they wanted to drive me to the hospital then.
Don't scare people now.
Literally, the lady's going, "Could we could just put you in an ambulance here if you would like. Nah, I'll be all right. I need to go get a smoke." That's, you know, I'm one of those guys. I mean, I am literally the textbook, and I don't want
to. So you're going to come, right? Am I going to have to twist your arm? Am I going to have to call the police?
I plan on being at the lake with Crab Orchard, putting the Christmas trees in the lake for Crab Orchard on Saturday.
Which is another great benefit.
So if I'm healthy enough to help. But this is these growing concerns. How many of you guys hit the treadmill every day?
He has a run streak.
I've run every day since May 1st.
All right. What about you, Tom?
I'm bad. I used to run very active, and I make my excuse. I'm a business owner, and I make excuses for that. My life's busy.
Right.
That's what I do. But I'm trying to get.
That's why a treadmill. It you don't have to go to the park. You don't have to go to the campus. You don't have to go to wherever. You can do it right in the, you know, whatever room.
Yeah, I have a treadmill in the basement.
Do you?
Yes.
That's where you do your laundry, right?
No, it just sits there, Tom. I'm horrible. But you know what? I need to practice what I preach too, and part of getting involved in this SI Men's Expo
it does.
Is
it
to
helps,
do that.
Doesn't, isn't it
yes.
weird? Because the health interviews that I do, you know, if it doesn't push me to being a hypochondriac, does make increasingly aware that, you know, there are some things I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be a big drama. It doesn't have to be, you know, painful or, you know, out of sorts. My favorite thing now, well, I'm not going to call it favorite, is the treadmill. Because I know I can do it, and I can track myself, and I can see the improvement. I was on the treadmill 3 weeks ago, and I'm looking down, got one of those, and I'm thinking, I've done all this work, and I've only burned 166 calories. And I realized that was my pulse. I'd only burned 56.
Oh, no.
Right? So everybody kind of knows these things. It takes work.
Yeah. It takes time, and it takes consistency. And when you have consistency, you create habits, and those are good habits. But we do have to break that and make it.
talk to us, and we'll, you know, accountability helps a lot too. If you have a partner in crime,
yes,
that can do this with you, whether it's your spouse, a friend, a neighbor, whatever, that has been kind of motivational for me to maintain my run streak.
Yeah. That does work, by the way. Our competitive natures.
Yep.
I bet you I get a exam for colorectal cancer before you do.
Let's not bet on that one or do. Yeah, no. So get the prevent. That's the whole thing. It's preventative maintenance, and do it. And it's the young. Do it while you're young.
And it's the same thing that Dad used to say. Are you changing the oil in your car? And then he was mad at you.
Yes.
But he wouldn't take care of himself.
Yep.
But the cars had to have the oil change pressure. You had to know how to all this stuff. But you know, he was still at the same time, you know, eating a whole fried chicken and a bottle of soda pop and then, you know, a bowl of pudding.
Absolutely.
Tapioca pudding. Because that was the best.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's good to have you in.
Thank you, Tom.
People want more information on the Southern Illinois Men's Health Conference this weekend. Where do they go?
We're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also simensexpo.org.
Kevin, good to see you, pal.
Thank you.
Tom, it's always good to see you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Nice hat.